As if amazed it's his, he holds his hand up before the mirror. Hand too big now for the boy's body. Hand he's turning slowly, front to back to front, then closes to a fist he just as slowly opens like an exotic flower to its full extent. The boy, so newly merged with the emerging man, it's hard to say what's boy or man, but for the eyes, the boyish, rapt confusion in the look he looks with at his mobile features as he draws a blunt finger over the shadow of hair along his upper lip. Shadow of hair in armpit, crotch, voice deeper than it was, then higher, deeper, while the eyes, astounded, furtive, are the eyes of someone who cannot quite wake up from the dream in which he suddenly discovers he is naked among a crowd of strangers. Or like the eyes of Laika, Soviet space dog in an old drawing I remember, the stunned, not yet distrusting, but no longer trusting look from within the comical glass bubble of the gawky helmet tilted atop the comical white spacesuit as the spaceship hurtles out toward the stars, the Earth a star behind it, the earnest dog eyes fixed on black space like a door the masters have walked through and will return from, surely. Surely they'll come to get me. Surely they didn't love me all that time for this.